Hello, everyone. This is Woman.
Begin again.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
So here we go, everybody, and blessings to all of you listening to the fall equinox ceremony. This is Woman Spirit Rising, and we're here to engage with you on this evening to talk about what have you integrated.
All the night rain is like something.
we do have blessings falling like rain. Lots of rain falling around here in Florida. And sometimes we like that just fine. And sometimes it's just more than we can deal with. Ideally, we will all stay online and won't have any power outages. Because we're so empowered today. We're too empowered to have an outage, for heaven's sakes. That's not what we want. And here we are celebrating the equinox. A couple of days afterwards, but essentially, pagans, they don't mess around with holidays. They celebrate it for a couple of days, sometimes a week, sometimes more, because celebration is absolutely the energy that we want. So we're not picky. We'll take a lot of it. Too much of a good thing can sometimes be wonderful. So I hope you're all having a lovely day and are ready to play with us, getting your smudge sticks and bowls and waters all connected here. And tonight, as always, we want to thank Gwendolyn Holdenberry and Here Be Monsters and Daughters of Isis for the opportunity to do this show. And we're most grateful because this is a wonderful time to be able to reach out across the planet and share some positive energy, ideally to heal the planet itself. And so this particular day, September 24, we're bringing in the fall equinox energy, and we're thinking and working with what have you integrated from the past year and what still needs to be integrated for your wholeness. How can you manifest the change in your life? How can you begin to help transform the world? Bringing this all together in a great big pot as it is, and cooking up all of our efforts for elevation. It's a good time for us to be here. And just checking in, has Mermaid Cindy arrived?
No.
Okay. I hope she didn't forget that we're not in the same time zone as she is. Anyway, ideally, I'll start psyching out her mermaidness that she will wind up here. And in case you've never tuned in, or even if you have, my name is Flash Silvermoon, and I am a priestess of the Rainbow Goddess tradition. And I'm here tonight joined, as always, by a wonderful group of wise women. We'll offer a ceremony where we share our sacred knowledge to help you and the planet rise to a more satisfying and balanced energy. I'm joined by the circle of priestesses of various traditions. And we have Gwen Holdenberry, Pandora Lightmoon, Ra, and hopefully Cindy Lepore. Almost feels like a Mercury retrograde day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Her email this morning was, can't wait. See you on the air. So that usually means someone's going to be around.
Yeah, Mercury gets confused.
Yeah, it doesn't know if it's going backwards or forwards.
Yeah, it has to, like we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not going to do that till next month, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I need to look
to be,
that
but,
up.
You know,
but we're not here yet, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But, hell, kind of seems like it is anyway. And Mercury is just snickering in the background saying, I can get you either way. And in some traditions, Mercury is thought of as the trickster.
Right, Loki, the trickster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the Yoruba, Alegba.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Native Americans think of Mercury in a way as that kind of shapeshifter, the coyote.
Mm-hmm.
So,
careful.
You know, you just never know. You just never know how things are going to manifest for you. But the main thing that we are here to do, as always, is raise the vibe for the tribe. Because if it's going great out there, we want to keep elevating. If it's really sucky out there, job's even more important. So in whatever way and whatever shape that we can, it's always really important, whatever we're doing, to keep that vibration high. And the rougher it is, you know, you see posts on Facebook, something awful has happened. Some aspect of the government has done something else wonderful to its people. And, you know, there's a lot of people cursing and throwing great comments around, all of which I'll agree with. But I reel myself in and I just say, karma, folks, karma. And
smart.
Try to keep it clean, knowing that all this misinformation and nastiness is being taken care of, not by my hand, but it's being covered. So being able to keep that evenness really helps all of us when we can. And some of you may have never been in a circle before, and some of you may be old hats, old witches' hats, as it would be. And, you know, just what to do. So having your smudge bowl or whatever kind of smoke you have to raise the energy for yourself, to clear the energy, whatever that is, bring it. And I've been misting the room with golden armor, which is a gem elixir that I make, and it's basically for divine protection. I like it. I like the way it works. I like the way how it feels. So we're moving forward. Sometimes our circle rotates. We bring others in. Sometimes it's the four or five of us. We're always working to create a nice, tasty gumbo in our cauldron. So come on along with us and join in as we reweave the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planet, including all the interlocking sacred sites that have been methodically aligned for the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. So we're going to call in the directions. And dear Gwen, bring in the East.
I would call the element of air in the direction out of the East in a golden hue, bringing with it as a equinox balancer, the clarity of thought coupled to the art of meditation and healing of meditation, and anchor that and open the circle to the East. Blessed be.
Blessed be. We love the energy of the East. It's the air that refreshes all of us as we begin. And calling in the South, the corner of fire, the corner of passion and compassion. All hail, guardians and watchtowers of the South, the place of the heart where it beats strong and solidly. We feel the heat from the South, and it warms us. It warms us, it puts the fire in our belly when we need that courage. And it warms the heart when we need the compassion, not to just come out flying and sailing into a problem, but to think first and to come from the heart, the center where we're so wise. And I'm going to call in the West as well, since that is how it's working at this moment. And all hail guardians and watchtowers of the West, the place of the great rushing waters. May you bring the waters where it's needed. It's the place of reflection as well, like the great bear who goes there to hibernate. And sometimes we need to pull ourselves out of the flurry of activity and go within and restore ourselves. And that's part of what we do in the water. And we ask, great waters, that you cease the flooding in places where the people are suffering. We ask this with our full hearts because it's so important for the people and the animals to not keep suffering that way. But there's places that need your beautiful water, and we ask that that comes delicately where needed and full on where needed, that we find our way toward the rest in the West. Blessed be.
I call upon the element of earth from the north, the colors of brown, deep, deep green and black, the animals from the large, large moose to the tiny little mice, the baby mice, so small, so beautiful. And earth reminds us of the stability that we need to build on. So we have all the elements which we need, the balance. We start with the earth and we add. So I'm asking this element to be with us, show us the best way for our own individual foundations. And once we have that, we'll be able to help the foundation for the planet. So please come in with our gratitude and blessings. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Pandora, would you like to bring in the spirit, please?
I would. I welcome the spirits with gratitude through my flute. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
That was lovely. It really took me away for a moment or two there.
Of that flute, yes.
Me too.
Really. Just kind of just took everything away, you know? Clearing the air, bringing the spirit full on into our circle. I like that. And as always, welcome to all the ancestors, all our relations, all the multidimensional light beings that come to our aid. And I was listening to something this morning from some beautiful aliens that were basically trying to wake up the planet and reminding us over and over and over that we're not alone, that we don't need to fear taking the action that sometimes feels a little scary, to not worry about the fear mongers and the threats that get thrown all about, that we're not alone. And if you think for a minute you are, have a little chat with your ancestors, because they are just waiting to hear from us. We don't need to take all the challenges on to our own shoulders without asking, hey, can I have a hand? Because our ancestors want to help. And so do the light beings that are here to help us. We were born to be here for these changes. I would kind of figure most of us actually made a request. Let me in. I'm ready for the big turnaround. And we may not always remember that as we're sitting in the middle of a pile of doo-doo and saying, I requested this. What the hell was I doing on the other plane? You know, playing cards or something?
Where was my mind?
You know. But yet, we're here because we want to be. Some part of us made a deal, made a request, had a karmic need, and plop, here we are. So, it's all for the good. And we can do this, and certainly by gathering in groups of like-minded others, particularly our different sisterhoods, is a really, really good way for us to heighten our own abilities and to remember we're not doing this alone. There is great support for the energy work we're doing, for the healing of the planet. This is what we're here to do. Just in case any of us have forgotten, we came with great purpose. And the fall equinox is such an interesting time. It's a culmination, really. It's equal day, equal night, balance. And I think, you know, because we're beginning Libra, the sign of Libra, there's an implication of justice as well. And justice is justice, not just us. It's not about you and me getting all the little goodies that we want and think we need, like crazy people standing for iPhones for miles around a building. I mean, please. I don't believe justice has anything to do with that. Except that maybe they'll discover they're buying lemons. But be that as it may, we're still dealing with a weakened Grand Trine in water, which we have been dealing with for about 2 months now. Hence all the water issues, from the flooding to the raining to land rising, land falling, and all the pollutions. And finding that Fukushima is in fact got boiling water around it. Mm-hmm. And what's going to become of the Pacific?
Mm-hmm.
Pacific just sounds so nice, doesn't it? But they're talking about ways to fix that, and I believe rather than sitting and moaning and groaning about what might happen if the good does not prevail, well, we're going to have to work on making the good prevail rather than sitting and worrying, because whatever's going to be, we're going to feel a whole lot better if we picked up our energy and put some in the right direction. So we'll have time for that. We'll have a lot of time. But wherever water is, it's been too much, too strong, and there's also been some good inventions using water. So the intuition has been raised. Haven't you all been feeling like your intuition, your dream life has been just through the roof?
Okay, yeah. Yes, and it has been mine.
Yeah.
How about you, Ra?
Yeah, no, not that. Other things through the roof, but not necessarily the dream life.
How about your visions and your creativity,
creativity
and new ideas?
Yeah, bubbling around the ideas, yeah, all of that. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I have found that now when I'm reading for someone who is, say, Yoruba in terms of their tradition, the Orisha start talking to me for the person.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking to someone who is very Native American, I'll be hearing from the animal spirits from that culture. So it's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, and as well as all the rest of the stuff that people want to know about. But we're getting a little cross-cultural flurry of activity from the light beings of the different groups. Kind of figures, though. So, we might put something into the cauldron from the east, from the air. And Gwen is wanting to hang back a little bit, and that's fine. It's been an unusual day for all of us, I think. But from the east, there's been so many new ideas. And in terms of integrating, I think there's been such a huge development of people using the internet and all their devices that it's been time to slow down and just say, wait a minute. Do we really need all of this talk, all of this energy moving in on this channel? Mightn't it be keeping us from the human connection? These machines are wonderful. They give us great things. We couldn't be doing this show without some of that energy. But what about the personal? So perhaps it's a time to integrate that, to blend that, so that we're more in balance with it. So perhaps we might want to stir the computers and all their magnificence into the cauldron, that their energy may be transformed in such a way that only the most useful aspects rise to the surface. But it's all in there, whirling and swirling and integrating and adding the energy of air. Might want to throw in a little inspiration too, just a little sprinkle of that, so that we can get the most out of it. And calling in the fire, I want to integrate the use of fire to purify and smudge even more regularly. My dog, Happy, is a great instigator of smudging. You know, most dogs are just like, bow wow, scratch, scratch, let me in, let me out, feed me. Not Happy. Too basic. And after all, she is a priestess dog. She is a dog of great spirit. And she's apparently able to see the energy that collects here that is less than perfect. Easier than I do. I'll feel something. I'll feel a heaviness. But she is right on it, and she won't let us do anything else. She'll just stay barking till we got the glimmer of the idea. Oh, light the fire, burn the sage. That's what she wants. Okay, okay. And once that's lit up, she's perfectly placid. Doesn't need a thing. So I've learned to listen to her a lot more. And she's just very tuned in. So as one who listens to animals anyway, listening to her lighting the flames even more regularly I'm integrating the use of fire in that way, and also getting fired up to have a healthier body, which has been a work of the last several months and longer, but most specifically over the last 6 months. I'm integrating all the things that I'm learning about food, and oh my goodness, is that a scary thing. You know, you look, you read your Facebook pages and say, okay, what can I eat? Of all these things, oh, better not eat that because it came from here, because there's poison on that thing, and on and on and on of what can eat. And with my clearing of my colon, I now am dousing everything I put in my mouth. Talk about it. That's one for the books. So now I'm doing that, and it's actually working quite well. And that has seemed to be what I need to do. And I'd say it's having good results. So doing that has been a very good change. And keeping going with the swimming, putting a fish like myself into the water, always a good idea. Always, always, always. And I'm seeing good changes from that. So integrating the fire and the water has been good, very, very good for me. And I'm hoping that many of you are thinking about what you've been doing and what you might want to put in your cauldron. And I'm going to stir my new diets. I can't say diet because it changes from day to day, hour to hour. But I'm putting in the cauldron all the new foods I'm eating and all the foods that I'm releasing to not be in my diet for most of the time anyway. And it's all good, and it's all stirring around in the cauldron. And Pandora, perhaps you might lead us in a bubble exercise, since that is something from Cindy with the water, and we might bring that in through the water channel.
I'd love to do that. Something that Cindy taught me and I've used ever since. This is a wonderful protection from the waters, from the dolphins. We each repeat this for ourselves. I am Pandora. Pandora is here now. And then you say that for yourself.
I am Flash, and I'm here now.
I'm Rob, and I'm here now.
We keep getting a little beep on the phone, and I think it's probably Cindy trying to get in and can't. So just putting that out there.
Okay.
Did Gwen leave us?
Don't know. I think she's working the board.
Well, we shouldn't be able to hear any kind of click if it was Cindy.
Okay, I'm hearing it through my phone.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
I'm not either.
Okay. Well, let's continue with our bubble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we can feel out a bubble in front of us, a gift. We each have a special dolphin that adopts us. And we might not be aware of it yet, but there is a dolphin for each of us. And the dolphin gives us our own bubble. And you can feel the edges of it if you extend your hands in front of you and push in slightly. You can feel a little push back and above and below, which you can imagine to be a bubble. And we bounce this bubble just a bit to get a sense of it. And we bounce it up and have it expand, see it expand around ourselves. The bubble is taller than us when we stand and extend our arms above our heads. and it's wider than us when we extend our arms straight out. And it's below us, below our feet, well below our feet. So it's very roomy, yet it has a containment that is a protection. You see that bubble around yourself. And then say to yourself or out loud, all that is not me, please leave now.
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 And we can envision all of the positive entities hovering around, and the negative entities are being escorted by angels into the light to be transformed. And then we say something to the effect, this is how I say it, all my guides, guardians, and helpers align with my highest good and purpose, replete with love and light. Please return now.
All my guides, protectors, ancestors, helpers from all the dimensions, come stand with me, stand behind me, and help me, as you always do so generously, to do the work that I'm required to do.
I ask my guides from all levels and dimensions, from all multiverses, to keep me surrounded with the good, with the positive, and help me do that which I made the contract long ago to do.
Do I do it too?
Sure.
I had to call back in. I got knocked off with the electricity.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Cindy may be trying to get in also.
No, she's not trying to get in.
Okay.
No, it shows up.
So I would call all my guides and ancestors, and I would repeat that I am the I am that I am. I am the I am that I am. I am the I am that I am. That's it.
Blessed be. You've all beautifully done that. We welcome our guides and spirits that are our supporters.
Oh, okay. I think we might have Cindy.
Yay.
Okay.
Well, Cindy, are you here?
My bubbles announced my arrival.
Okay. We're just on the water, and we just did a version of your bubble. But you may want to bring in the water yourself, as you do so elegantly.
So I call to the waters, the beautiful oceans and seas, the springs, the lakes, the clouds, the rain, the dolphins, the whales, the mermaids, all of the water spirits and water beings, I call to you to come in to represent the water in beauty, love, and grace, creating emotion, creating flow, creating love, creating harmony.
Oh,
and we send bubbles of love to everyone.
You You said something very wonderful on Facebook this morning about breaking the water.
We are the water of the earth and the new birth of the new reality. We are blessing the new reality. And what I've been asking the earth lately is, are we crowning yet in this new birth? I think we're close.
Wow.
So thank you. Blessings to the water.
Yes. Would you like to share what you feel you've integrated this year?
Oh, my goodness. I was in the process of integrating right now. I have integrated the power of stepping up to the plate and creating love and harmony and flow in places that have none. And in this, even though it's not a very comfortable place to be, I have integrated love into every single fiber of my being that in every single action that I try to do in ways that I couldn't have even imagined last year. And I add that to the cauldron.
Blessed be. Stir it up.
Beautiful, beautiful gumbo.
For Earth, Flash already mentioned food, which is a very basic, you know, Earth is foundational. And what's more basic than foundational than food? So for myself, I will just put in the healthy food that we're growing, that we're helping others to grow, because there is a lot that we can do, and I'd like to just put in the energy from all the people who are working for our food, health, and safety, from people who are fighting Monsanto and DuPont to people who are fighting the local counties that want to disallow people from collecting their own rainwater. I want all of that energy, and I'm going to stir that into our cauldron.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
We all got to eat.
That's right. Beautifully put, Ra. Beautiful.
Thank you.
You see.
Here we are.
Pandora, what you got?
What I have is integrating from the realm of spirit for myself is greater access to my dreams, writing them in my journal, and discerning the message that they hold to help me along my spiritual path. And I've opened up that channel, and it's flowing. And I'm grateful for it. And for the planet, I've integrated from the realm of spirit communication with the animals and a greater sensitivity to them. And I offer these things, I stir these things into our cauldron of transformation and healing.
Thank you.
Stir them in.
Stir it up.
Stir it up.
Yes. Anybody want
to? Yes, yeah? I do. I have an offering. Just an offering of gratitude for the good people I share this time with. I'm very grateful for all your energy and all your contributions.
An excellent one. Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just stir it in that pot.
Absolutely.
I integrate the flow of abundance to every single one of us, not only for ourselves, but for the world.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
I
Yeah, there are actually a lot of astrological aspects that suggest that as a planet, and certainly as a country, we should actually be doing quite well now. And they say we're in recession, depression, aggression. Throw it all in the pot and just stir it up with a good round of prosperity. Calling
Look,
in Habandia.
The abundance and prosperity is here. It's the allocation of it around the world messed up.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
We know we have this abundance, and we're learning how to even have more. So we just have to change how the system is allocating it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share something?
Please do.
A group of ladies and I actually go into the planetary grid and talk with Gaia, and we met with Gold the other day. And Gold wanted to be set free. So about 3 days ago, for the planet, for the people, and especially in service to Gold, we set every fiber of Gold being free to be circulated throughout the world. And I'm very interested to see what's going to happen in the news now.
Hmm.
Well, that's such a nice chill about that. Hmm.
So I would like to add a beautiful sprinkling of Gold to our beautiful cauldron.
Yeah, I can see it just like glitter.
Oh, yeah.
But it's real. But it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that pot's looking big and full and golden.
Like a gumbo.
That's exactly what I... For our round two of what we will manifest in this year, this coming year, for me, one part of that was consistent joy and abundant consciousness. So I offer this to the cauldron and stir it in.
For the whole planet. Just seeing
it. Every being on it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for everybody to wake up feeling every morning instead of that dread, anxiety, oh, my bills.
Yeah.
We'll just throw that in the pot and stir it up so that all my bills get covered.
All that shifted for me about 2 weeks ago. It was beautiful. And I've had whole new experiences now.
Uh-huh.
Of being able to do my work without having money on the table. And one of the things that I've found is that now that I'm not focused on being able to make my gas when I leave events, I have created more abundance.
Great.
Yeah, maybe you were calling in too little to just have enough to make your gas. Not big enough.
Right. Whole shift in perspective.
Well, I think what I've manifested and integrated into my world is the radio. Manifesting many places to share my knowledge of healing and communication with the animals, as well as offering others a space to share important information on the subject, to share the fire in all of our bellies on the subject of saving the wild horses and all horses from slaughter. I plan to produce a wild horse powwow to bring together the many powerful voices of people working diligently to save the wild horses. And we'll keep you posted, but I want to stir that into the pot because it's just starting to percolate. And I'd like the power of the cauldron to warm it up even more. and still committing to keeping the dolphins and the whales out of water prisons like SeaWorld, and ways to bring animals and humans into a deeper understanding with each other, which will, of course, create a better experience and life for all, and much more. Radio has seemed to be my place for manifesting communication for many ways to heal the planet, including this program. And this wonderful group of women that we meet with monthly do the most elevating rituals that heal us as we send out sparkling waves of light to raise the vibe for the tribe, bringing fire of inspiration to the mic and to the world, that I become a reflecting beacon of inspiration, radiating possibilities, hope, and love. As my fire rises, I bring myself and the planet into a higher vibration, and I stir these things into our cauldron of transformation and healing. And all of you, throw your good stuff in.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Life flash.
We're up to throwing some water and some earth into the pot for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Rod, do you have some more there?
In the coming short term, I guess it'll be long term too, I'm going to throw in more knowledge, my own and that of many other people who are doing food things, from community gardens to well, veganism, of course, but all of this for growing and utilizing the foundations, which is food. So I want to throw, again, all the energy of these people who are working into it. And I use the radio enormously to interview these people and to get the word out. So it has been a complete blessing to me. And I hope that it's doing good where it's going, which is actually around the world. So that's good.
It's doing good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm happy with it.
Uh-huh.
Anyone have more for the pot?
I would like to sponsor in greatest harmony. Peace, love, and joy that we are in the process of creating an event in Hawaii, and the dolphins have a tendency to allow everything to rise to the surface. And for all of humanity, I would like to sponsor in not only our ability to work and play together and in harmony, love, and joy, but also for the whole entire planet, that all of us that are making a difference, all of us that aren't making a difference, every being on this planet realizes that there can be harmony and love and joy in every relationship, no matter what it looks like, and that we can have peace and sometimes just agree to disagree. And I would like to give my heartfelt blessings to every single being on this planet that is working towards peace and going and flowing into the higher vibrations.
I'd like to add some hot sauce. Cindy just agreeing and disagreeing. And that's right, because there's nothing wrong with that. And that's how we all learn and come to understand where the others are coming from. So let's just shake in that hot sauce as much as you can handle. I don't want this bland gumbo, okay?
Oh. We'll make it spicy.
That's right.
Because life is fun.
4 minutes, ladies.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I just offer something for the planet?
I'd
like to offer, chai as part of meditation, teaching meditation in the coming year, and offering that to help people get to the other level.
That's great.
Blessed be the whole pot.
Yes, and we can each take a little sip or a big chug.
And a bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
It's all good.
It's all good.
And we want to release the spirits who have come here to help us. May they return to where they need to be. And the circle is open and never broken. Merry meet.
Merry
part. And merry meet again.
Merry meet again.
And again.
Woo!
Yeah. Glad you made it in, Cindy. Oh, I'm
yeah,
so apologetic.
We missed you.
Yeah.
We missed you.
I'm glad Gwen
got back
seven.
On after she got bumped. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
I thought it started at 7, and I was on an international crisis call.
Mm.
So I apologize. I'll do better next time, I promise.
Well, we're all here. And the next show is going to be a Halloween show.
Yeah.
Ooh, yay.
Or should I say Samhain show, Halloween,
Ooh.
However we prefer. There is the Tuesday before is the 29th, if that works for everybody.
Well, we should get together.
I need to quit writing 7 p.m. on my calendar and start writing 6.
We should get together sometime in the coming month and
yeah.
have a confab all together
yeah.
before we post a show date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
So when were you talking about?
Okay, ladies, I must go. So thank you all very much. Happy equinox, everyone.
Happy equinox.
Bye-bye.
I guess we'll have to. What's
so
that?
So you were talking about the 29th flash?
Well, it's a possibility.
Okay,
I'd say pencil it in.
Okay, and I'm going to put 6.
That's a good idea.
Time.
Yeah, I was
so
worried that you forgot. It's Eastern Standard.
No, I didn't forget. I thought it was an hour later, not an hour earlier. And like I said, I received a crisis call
right.
at 7 o'clock. Right
we'll
at
push
o'clock.
Us to take that.
Right. So we're trying
yeah,
to... I know y'all are going to read Sierra Goodman's post, and it had just something to do with that. So
who's that?
Sierra Goodman's post.
Ladies, we're going.
So anyway, love you, and I'll talk to you in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'll call you back.
Love you all.
Okay. Blessings,
you.
Everybody.
Blessings. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn.
Blessings. Hope you feel better.
Thank you. Good night to everybody. Be safe out there.
Okay.
You too. Good night.
Good night.